Something about you, that's sounding a little GLaDOS-y to me.
Can't tell. Tweet, tweet, tweet. I hear tweets.
Hang with me in my MMO.
Oh,
so many places we can go.
Good morning, people. Apparently, my vitamins have not hit my system yet, but I feel them coming on. Be afraid. Be very afraid, people.
Good morning.
Very afraid. Good morning, Ginger.
Good morning, Miss Corey.
How are you, darling?
I am actually cold.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little cold.
What's wrong with you? Are you sick?
No. It's the temperature in here.
I think you're sick. You need me to come down and take care of you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I'm sick. Come take care of me.
So I had to play this song because, as y'all know, I had a date with Link yesterday.
Yes, how was your date with Link?
Oh, we talked and talked for hours. Or rather, I talked.
Oh.
Just sat, stared at me. It was lovely. We went to the Cheesecake Factory and I had a lovely chicken salad.
See, that's not right there. Cheesecake Factory.
I hate cheesecake. So the guy kept trying to give me a red velvet cheesecake. I was like, no.
Wow.
You don't like cheesecake? No. In the Cheesecake Factory.
What is wrong with you?
Dude, it was an incident with cheesecake. I don't want to discuss it. It was really... Trust me, you have a reason for not liking cheesecake.
Oh, cake is awesome. It's not a cake. It's not a pie. It's like both. It's awesome.
I'm having flashbacks. No. Oh, I will tell you. Okay, one of the hazards of being a Southern girl, like we were talking about yesterday, cooking things from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as girls, sometimes we go on a little, we get a little bingey, and not the dog. The bingey is binge eating. And a friend of mine and I decided we were going to make nothing but cheesecakes. So we made 5, all different flavors, pineapple.
Oh, wow. All right.
And some of them were just, it was just too much. I was off cheesecake since then. I don't want anything to do with them. They were good. I'm just like, I'm tired. No.
You were sick as a
dog. I was. That wasn't the first time I did that either. Oh, God. There was a time at a TCBY.
See, I don't think I've ever done that. No. But see, again, it's because I can't usually... All right, I can cook if I put my mind to it. I can't usually cook.
We discussed this yesterday. You can cook. You can cook by Southern, by Northern people standards. Maybe, but not by Southern standards. By Northern people standards, you can make stuff from scratch. You know what from scratch means.
Yes.
So yeah, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
How you people doing? There is a fight going on Twitter.
I saw that. What is going on?
Well, apparently I have to welcome Jay Dukes to the PS3 fold because he picked up one, and then other people are arguing about the Wii and blah, 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 blah. We do not care. We love all the consoles, all of them. We may talk bad about them, but we love them all. We're not console elitists. Anyway.
I would love to have a PS3. Any of y'all out there who love me, just so you know.
They're on sale, you know.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they've been on sale for a long time. You get go to your GameStop refurbished.
I may have to go see if I can grab one.
So much interesting news this morning. We should probably get to it.
Yes.
Look,
yes.
I sound so happy. We should probably get to it.
We should probably get to it. Yeah.
I'm waiting on a message back from the Verizon people about their new phone, which I'll be telling you about this morning.
Ooh, very nice. All right, well... Since we started off with the fight on Twitter, I guess we should talk about the fight that's not on Twitter. Well, maybe on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it is somewhere.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. They pulled it from Gamasutra. EA sued over not giving PS3 customers Battlefield 1943 as promised.
Oh. Well, didn't they talk about that yesterday? The PC people were mad at them. Now today, the...
mm-hmm. Now they get the PS3 people ticked off at them. Mm. We predicted this would happen when we reported on it a week or so ago. A group of Battlefield 3 PS3 owners have gotten together to sue Electronic Arts for not delivering on its promise to give them a free copy of Battlefield 1943.
Oh, okay. Free copy.
Yes.
I got it. Okay, now that makes sense. I was like, you guys are being ridiculous. Okay, continue, madam.
At E3 earlier this year, EA promised that the PS3 version of the game would include a code for its online-only game, Battlefield 3. When consumers bought the game, they found that there was no code for the game, and EA really didn't have an explanation as to why. after fans started to notice the omission of the game or a code to get a copy, EA said via Twitter that copies of the game would not be provided for free as originally stated, instead offering early access to DLC. A lawsuit filed by the firm Edelson McGuire on behalf of PS3 Battlefield 3 owners states that EA misled and profited from thousands of their customers by making a promise that they could not and never intended to keep. The firm says that it is looking to help PS3 owners receive the free copy of Battlefield 1943 as originally promised. The game was released last month and sold more than 5 million units in its first week.
Wow.
THQ made a similar promise with a special mode specifically for the PS3 version of Saints Row the Third that uses the game's penetrator weapon. The company did not include that mode in the game.
Penetrator.
Yeah. All right. So they say, you know, they'll continue to follow the story. And so will we. EA, why are y'all so evil? I mean, who is running the ship? Seriously. You know, I see your boat filling full of water, and I don't want to help.
On one hand, I'm like, you know, EA don't promise things you can't deliver, but they all do it. Consoles do it. Xbox, again, I must point to the fact that I'm still waiting for my internet browser so that I can browse the internet. And my ability to make my own T-shirts to sell on the Xbox Live Marketplace. This never happened. I never forgot it either. So I don't know what suing can take place. I have no idea. But, yeah, good luck with that, you guys. I say go ahead and pick you up an Xbox copy and get over it at this point.
Yes.
Well, those of you who have been waiting for Rage, yes, that game we've been telling you about, Rage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, God, I wish I could breathe. Bethesda. This is very pleased to announce that they've released a Rage demo on the Xbox Live Marketplace. There's also one available on the PlayStation Network. Well, that one won't be available until December 6th. The Ghost Clan, I'm going to tell you about the game. A cult of murderous fanatics has infiltrated the waterworks beneath the town of Wellspring with plans to poison the water supply. You are the only one with weapons and talent and courage to stop them. While in Wellspring, you can also meet the town folk, try your hand in games of skill and chance, peruse the wares of the local vendors, or hit the Speedway for some racing. In addition, Rage will also be available for you people that are going to brave Black Friday for a price of $29.99 at GameStop.
You people are nuts.
I am not leaving the house, and I'm going to sit on my lawn with a shotgun just in case some of you get a little crazy.
No kidding, right?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have the whole lawn chair, you know, those old lawn chairs that with the crisscross pattern, like they were flat on them. Yeah, and they're metal. I'm going to have one of those, and I'm going to have a beer and a spitting pail because I'm going to be chewing tobacco. Right?
That is so nasty. Guys, I don't know why y'all seem to think that this is a manly thing to do.
No, that's a Southern
disgusting thing.
Oh, I love my great-grandfather, rest his soul, but, oh, I would not want to go near him when he'd have it.
Oh.
Oh.
And women, why do y'all put up with this? It's so gross. You know, it's my turn, and I just totally stuck another bite of a cookie in my mouth.
So you want me to go is what you're saying?
No.
Because I got some stuff.
No, I can do it. Okay. Game Master partners with Everwolf to launch the Neverest Outpost.
Wait. The big gulp.
Did you?
I know, right? It's going to be all right.
It's horrible. I can't help it. It was a gingerbread cookie. It was so good.
And you are ginger, so that explains it.
Yes. I was just refilling my awesomeness.
That's right.
All right, Game Masters partners with Overwolf to launch the Neverest Outpost. Leading free-to-play online games publisher, Game Masters, announces the release of their social in-game client to keep players connected while playing online games. Game Masters, a leading free-to-play online games publisher, today announced the launch of the Neverest Outpost in collaboration with Overwolf, a software company specializing in adding a layer of social functionality in online games. The Neverest Outpost, powered by Overwolf, includes a very wide of in-game social features and positions Game Masters in the leading group of game publishers that have chosen to enhance their content by embedding social media in their games. All right. The Neverest Outpost will help users stay in the game and share game experiences with friends. This is coming from Thorsten Schauer, CEO of Game Masters. Besides focusing on great content for our users, we wish to provide an even richer gaming and social experience with Outpost. Game Masters offers a rich diversity of great gaming content, says Yuri Marchand, CEO of Overwolf. Overwolf's in-game clients will enhance their gaming content with a great social feature, set like gameplay recording and sharing, an in-game browser, various IM services, Facebook connectivity, and more. All right, so if you want to check this out, see what it's all about, you can head over to cableonline.com, which I have up on gamenatrix.com this morning, so go over there and check that out. And again, apparently this game that it's all hooked up with is free to play. We like free to play, so yeah, check that out. All right, and either I just lagged out.
No, you're still there. I'm muted talking. yeah, free to play is good.
Yes,
free to play.
Yeah. The Mummy is, if you haven't signed it for beta, we did put it up on the site. You should probably go check it out. I'm getting more and more impressed with these the browser games.
They're getting good.
Yeah, they are really stepping up. So, like I said yesterday, some of you on the mobile market, so we're talking all that smack about other game developers, they're starting to jump in there, and they're doing some excellent work. So I don't think you're going to be all top of the heap forever. Well, I'm waiting patiently to hear back from the Samsung people, but you'll have to check on the site, I guess, to hear what their answer was. But today they sent us over some screenshots from the new Samsung Illusion. Fantastical. This is the new Samsung Illusion smartphone, which is supposed to feature a sleek form factor powered by Zenimation's most reliable 3G wireless network. I hate that they send this and they made me read it like an ad. The Illusion boasts a 1 gigahertz Samsung Hummingbird application processor, 3.0 megapixel camera, HTML web browser, music player, and integrated contacts, calendar, and social networking applications, as well as access to more than 300 apps available to download from the Droid market. Yes, I'm going to say it like that every time. We should have some screenshots up for you momentarily. It is a beautiful phone. Unfortunately, it's on Verizon, so I will not be picking it up. But it's Christmas time. Some of you out there might want to guilt somebody into picking you up. I would. Oh, you don't love me? You won't give me this new Illusion? You don't love me? Why don't you love me?
Yeah, no, that sounds a bit too much like the high school boyfriend date scenario.
Ew, stop it. Mm. and since that one was a mite short, do you mind if I do another short one there, didn't you?
All right.
My voice is trying to leave me. That's why I'm talking on this phone sex operator voice. Anyway. Well, Facebook, another doing something else with another phone company. They're partnering with HTC on smartphone to develop a new Android-based smartphone. Yes, Facebook is trying to make... Anyway, sources close to... Yes, according to DI.biz, sources close to the project claimed that HTC was chosen as production partner over Samsung, and the phone is still about 12 to 18 months away from release, so we're looking at about, 2013? The device is codenamed, get this, Buffy, and will run a version of the Android operating system modified to fully integrate Facebook services because, wow, we need more services from Facebook on our phones. I don't know about you, but I walk around looking at mine going, the stuff that I can do, the posting of pictures and notices to people is just not enough. I need more. it'll also, of course... they're saying it'll also be designed to support HTML5 as a development platform for its applications. Both HTC and Facebook declined to comment on Buffy, but Facebook did offer a broad overview of its mobile strategy. They're saying, we think every mobile device is better if it's deeply social. We're working across the entire mobile industry with operators, hardware manufacturers, operating system providers, and application developers to bring powerful social experiences to more people around the world. Facebook has considered mobile as a vital part of its future strategy for some time, but the 350 million MAUs who access its social network do so via apps in a network of 475 mobile operators worldwide. The HTC phone, of course, would offer more direct control over the evolution of Facebook as a mobile platform and remove barriers in the relationships with its customers. And this has nothing to do with the fact that Google has control of the Droid market. And after all this last week with Zuckerberg saying Google is trying to build their own Facebook, you're not trying to do the same thing that they did with the phones? Really, Facebook? All right.
Wow. Y'all people.
It's amazing. Let's talk bad about them and then
Well, they're doing the same thing we're doing, but we're only going to point this out this week and not next week when we actually come, you know, and tell you about what we're doing that you're already doing.
Now, and let me just point out to you the obvious fight here in case you missed it. You know Google's not going to let them just jump right in with the Jordan.
No, no way.
This is
all right.
Fun.
Yes, very fun. And where did my story go? There we go. All right, Battlestar Galactica. What?
Did you say sword or story?
Story.
I got
story.
Nervous there for a second. It's like, Ginger, no, don't cut this witness. It's witnesses, girl.
Well, then they can witness that it was self-defense. There we go. All right. Battlestar Galactica Online readies Nemesis Tournament, XP Booster Event, and Cylon Giveaway Contest for holiday season. Many opportunities for humans and Cylons to win prizes and in-game bonuses over a four-day period. Big Point today announced a two-part special event for Battlestar Galactica Online starting this Thanksgiving weekend. Beginning November 24th, players will be able to earn experience bonus and merits during a double XP booster event, followed by a two-day player versus player nemesis tournament that will reward the top 20 players on each server. Battlestar Galactica Online is licensed through Universal Partnerships and licensing on behalf of don't care about that, based on the internationally popular sci-fi television series produced by Universal Cable Productions, Battlestar Galactica Online, which has garnered 7 million registered users since its launch earlier this year, is a free-to-play, browser-based space combat MMOG that combines high-quality 3D graphics with intense gameplay. Sarah Lovington, producer of Big Point, says, to celebrate the beginning of the holiday season, we're presenting an exciting tournament competition for fans of BSGO to compete on a new level. If we see that the community response is positive, we are likely to add more of these events on special occasions. All right, so to compete in the Nemesis Tournament, which is going to be November 26th through the 27th, players will travel to select sectors identified on the system map. Once there, they will engage in battle against the opposing faction, scoring points for kills. Points can be earned for the duration of the tournament, which will adhere to the same rules as the PvP experience point system. At the end of the tournament, the top 10 players with the highest scores will be distinguished with a visible icon above their pilot ship name. The top 20 players on each server will be awarded with a number of prizes, such as one of the soon-to-be-released Carrier Grand Prize tuning kits and FTL fragments. All right, so if you want to check this out, I've got this up on GameMatrix.com this morning. I have actually played this before. It's not bad. It's kind of interesting.
Which one is this?
This is Battlestar Galactica Online. It is another browser-based MMO.
I'm telling you, they're getting good with this.
It's like Eve, though. You don't actually, like, leave your ship or anything.
Oh, see, that'll be you and Blaster.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's just that I don't know. I like being able to leave the ship and wander and have a whole world and all this.
See, that's, I think, where Auto Assault failed. They gave us very cool cars, and they let you make an avatar, but you couldn't get out of your car.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you get, like, the little instance area where you go in and get your quest. But that's it. And you're by yourself. You're never.
I think Eve changed that, didn't they? Of course, they lost all those people after calling them sheep, so we'll never know. But
that was Eve. That was Eve. That's not Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Eve, yeah. I'm glad you pointed that out. Some people be like, what? What did they call us? The people from Battlestar Galactica called us what?
No. It wasn't Big Point.
Breathe. All right. Lovely peoples. I was very excited about this particular tablet. Of course, you know, tablets are expensive, and, yeah, we can't have them all.
Why not?
Well, because you all are like some vicious pit bulls when I get this game and stuff, and imagine the tablets if they came in. Mine!
Yeah.
You know what? I refuse to answer that question. Okay, so Research in Motion has decided to cut the price of its problematic BlackBerry Playbook tablet to $199, at least for the holidays. RIM,
Yes, that's the acronym for Research in Motion. Stop, E30 people. They generally struggle to keep up with its mobile device peers, especially Apple and Google's Android manufacturing partners. The company said repeatedly that its Playbook tablet and a new smartphone operating system called BBX would help lead the company to a new phase of innovation, but it looks tired. And its latest critical software update to the Playbook was delayed by several months. The company is likely dropping the Playbook price to better compete with the $199 Kindle Fire. There's a lot of price dropping going to be after that. Of course, Kindle Fire is not getting great reviews, sadly. This season, yes.
You can go to an airport and be all like, I've got a nuke.
You're going to get mugged. What did I tell you? It's Christmas time. Y'all take off the bling, put your nook in nook or nuke or however you pronounce it in your purse and stop flashing it around. I don't want any calls in my car. They took my stuff. But hey, I told you to put it away.
Boy, they tried to take my stuff and I beat the crap out of them.
Girl, switch to your medium-sized purse, the one you can hold in front of his body while you walk and put your arm over it and then put your phone in the fluffy cake holder. And, you know how to do it. Okay, so the newer Kindle Fire looks like a better deal all around because it has access to Amazon's library of content, and it does not need a smartphone connected to it to achieve full functionality like the Playbook requires. The Kindle Fire also has a nicer selection of big-named Android applications and games than what the BlackBerry App World offers. Said the 16-gigabyte model of the BlackBerry Playbook is available at $199 at most retailers offering it, including Best Buy. It'll also be listed at $199 price point until December 3rd, if not later. And we'll see if we can't get them to give us something special if you want one. If somebody says they want one, we're not going to contact them, see if you can get any off of it. We might.
Boo.
I was looking forward to that one, but it was gorgeous. I was going all nuts when it came out, but then when I saw that it had to be connected to a phone, I was like, no, I'm not a BlackBerry girl. Sorry.
No. I don't know. I can't think of anybody that I know anymore that actually has a BlackBerry.
I saw one once.
Yeah, I saw one once. That was an interesting experience.
I cannot imagine a world without a touchscreen on my phone. I've been having one for so long now.
Yeah. No. A friend of mine got their hands on a BlackBerry, used one, and we opened it up and started going through the files on it. There's some interesting images. I have to say the least.
Oh, wait. I got something in. I must share with the lovely people because it's all Christmas time and we're trying to get...
Oh, it's Christmas time. Yay. Wait.
It's not really... Well, remember the app I was telling you about on the Droid Market? Most of your phones came with it, but if you don't have it, you can probably download it for free, which is Scavenger. And nobody plays with this for some reason. Even I forget it's there. But you win real-life things for visiting locations that's in your Scavenger app, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, for Christmas, those of you who will be traveling, you have the chance to win a $400 American Express gift card for visiting the airport. All you got to do is show up at the airport, people, and you're entered. They're also offering the chance to win a 30% trade-in bonus at GameStop. They're also offering you the chance to win a trip to the Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol premiere from Coke Zero. And, of course, they're giving away their badges, as always. Again, Scavenger. And you win stuff for showing up places. That's it. You go to the grocery store, you win free groceries, things like that. How easy is that?
That is way easy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. I had to find the images. There we go. I see them.
You are out.
I had to find them. I wanted to see Link. I was like, gosh, where is it?
And you all, please, you don't need to kill anybody. You don't need to be the first there to the airport.
You don't.
Seeing the trampling of people running through with their phones in their hands going, I have a card, so I want the card. No, it'll register you and everything. All you got to do is show up. Breathe, calm down.
Breathe. It's all right. Some of y'all are nuts, though. This whole Black Friday stuff. Oh,
a lot of people are going to lose their lives Friday, sadly, from this. It's just shocking.
Yes. It is. It's just shocking, people. It's just, all right, I understand it's a tight budget this year. The economy is bad. You're trying to save a couple of dollars.
Then make your gifts. Learn how to crochet. I've been teaching some of the lovely people here. Miss Danger came over by my house, and we had a crochet party. So if you want to save money, yarn costs about $1, and you can make about 2 scarves out of it, and they'll be beautiful. If you'd like me to help you, feel free. Send me a text. I will walk you through it. And you won't have to leave your house, and people will appreciate that a lot more than this BlackBerry or the Kindle you're about to get.
Yes, I mean, because some of that yarn is beautiful.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Yes, as is your scarf.
Aww, I can't wait to see it.
I've been teasing them all month. I've been teasing them for months.
No, she has too.
I gotta hurry up and finish her. It's not gonna get there in time. It's the bad part. Y'all know if y'all don't get that stuff up by a certain day when you're mailing for Christmas, it don't get there on time. Ginger will be getting it the end of January.
Well, that's about the time it actually gets cold around here. So, though it has been really cold.
It's been unseasonably warm where I am.
Christmas comes early for strategy gamers.
Right.
Slytherin and Matrix Games release Panzer Corps demo and start heavy holiday season discount events. It all starts with the release of a demo version of its critically acclaimed and award-winning strategy game, Panzer Corps. The demo includes 6 missions from the boot camp campaign, plus the invasion of Poland and the first few turns of the Norway scenario. The transition between the first 2 scenarios of the main campaign allows players to upgrade their army between scenarios and get a feel for how units improve and gain experience as they travel from battle to battle. Also packaged with the demo is a limited version of Panzer Corps' powerful scenario editor, so modders can try their hand at the nearly limitless possibilities for making new scenarios and campaigns. All right, so if you want these, I've got the links to them up on GameMatrix.com this morning, so head over there and check that out.
Mm.
Yay! We like free stuff.
I like Panzer Corps. It is a rather fun game to play.
Well, since that was short, I got another one.
Go ahead.
Bethesda promises patch for PS3 Skyrim next week.
Oh, please do.
Yes. Bethesda announced that it's hard at work fixing bugs and glitches associated with various versions of its epic RPG, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. After pages of forum posts and an avalanche of consumer complaints, Bethesda will attempt to fix the issue plaguing PlayStation 3 Skyrim players with a new patch next week after the Thanksgiving holiday.
We need a patch too, thank you.
Yes. PS3 and 360 updates have been submitted for certification, PC coming too. Current estimate is that they will be live the week after Thanksgiving, says Bethesda's Pete Hines. On the list for this update is improved performance for long-term play on PS3. A large number of PlayStation 3 players have been plagued with a glitch with save files. After playing a few hours, those files get bigger, and once they hit the 9 megabyte mark, the game begins to become laggy.
Mm-hmm.
As the players attempt to soldier on in this lag, the game performance gets worse, eventually making it unplayable. Xbox 360 users have also reported texture issues, and PC owners are dealing with a fair share of glitches and technical quirks. But Bethesda has not confirmed a patch to fix these issues on other platforms.
I'm going to need them to do that, because I thought, I know my Xbox is not dying again.
Mm-mm.
And she never makes any noise, and then all of a sudden I heard the fan crank up, my screen wouldn't load. No texture issues, but it took forever to load into a game and then, you know, or load into another area. I was like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to know it's not.
It's nice to know that all these companies recently seem to think that it's perfectly fine to release a game on multiple platforms that is nowhere near ready for public release.
Oh, that's because they did a public beta. We said it before, hire professionals. Not that the gamers don't enjoy playing it ahead of time, but they're not reporting the bugs, and therefore you end up in trouble when it's released. Yes.
We enjoy the open betas. Those are nice. Don't get us wrong. But before it ever gets to that point, you should, or at least concurrent with, you should have private testers. This is their job. This is what they do.
Mm-hmm. Or people... Yeah, at least a long resume of I've beta tested and, you know, games that I've worked on.
Yes. The whole lottery of just choosing whoever that
puts 5
computers
on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just not right.
All right, DC Universe is saying, wow, we are awesome. Earlier this month, we told you that DC Universe said they'd seen 1 million new players sign up following their transition to the free-to-play business model. This morning, VentureBeat is saying that wasn't clear whether these new players would stick around or whether they would actually support the title financially through the microtransactions, obviously. And, of course, they have an optimal premium subscription. But according to John Schmiedley, president of SOE, they didn't need to be worried, as 85% of daily logins are now by returning players, and the user base continues to grow at a rate of 6% per day, and I'm pretty sure over the Thanksgiving holidays it's going to triple. On top of that, daily revenue for the game has increased by 700%, thanks in part to players purchasing additional character slots and new skins for their in-game characters.
They're saying it is interesting to note that 53% of this revenue is being generated by the PlayStation 3 version of the game. Hear that, Jay? You can play DC Online with your new PlayStation.
Jay, you bought yourself one. Where's mine?
Huh? Ooh, run, Jay, run. And put some Kevlar on your legs because you know how she rolls. With the remainder coming from the PC version, of course, whilst microtransactions are certainly not new to console users, these figures suggest that we might see more developers coming to this market with monetized free-to-play games in the future. SOE, of course, has had a lot of experience with free-to-play games. Even as it operated subscription games, it launched its free rounds free-to-play games back in 2009, and the game now has more than 20 million registered users. I'm surprised that DC is thriving because we all know Sony is where games usually go to die. So I'm happy to the developers. Congratulations. And I may take a peek over there at some point because I'm looking at Wonder Woman and I'm thinking I need me some bracelets and I need to be blocking some bullets. I need, you know, accessories should double for, you know, something. They look good and then they block bullets, I think. I don't know about the rest of you out there.
Yes. My accessories should cover more than just my,
Well, she's pretty naked, Wonder Woman, but I think she's still scary because she's so tall.
You know, she is. She is still pretty naked, but at least her bits and bobs are fairly covered compared to most MMO girls.
True. And I think Wonder Woman, yeah, she's all business.
Mm-hmm.
You're sexy, Wonder Woman. What'd you say? Nothing.
All right, Muffin Night on the Mac App Store. Angry Mob Games.
I'm done with you for the day.
An independent game development studio is thrilled to announce today that Muffin Night is now available on the Mac App Store. Muffin Night is an action-packed platformer with an eye-popping cartoonish visual and a myriad of fairy tale characters, each with their own unique abilities, which gain strength as you advance. As you journey through the game's mini-battlefield, duking it out with rabbit animals and leaping from platform to platform, each muffin you scoop up will turn you into a ninja kitty, a black hole spawning cyclops, or the magic unicorn with exploding rainbow poops. Oh my god. Alright, so fairy tale graphics, sunny 2.5D graphics, taking full advantage of the Mac graphics power. Cute and cuddly, play as 17 different characters, each with their unique special attacks. Make your way through swaths of dragons, turtles, werewolves, ghosts, bats, goblins, and other cute, fluffy creatures. Yes, because goblins really make me think cute and fluffy. Depth of gameplay. Level up, unlock new characters, and upgrade their abilities. 6 perks will bring you extra abilities during your quest for the muffins. And epic boss battles. In the end, you'll have to prove your skills by defeating the evil lava king. Oh, and it's a cross-platformer. Challenge a friend playing on a Mac, iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad, or Android device in intense head-to-head multiplayer matches. All right, so if you want to check this out, I'm going to have it up on GameMatrix.com in just a minute.
Oh, is it my turn?
It is your turn.
I'm having a Twitter mint, a Twitter argument. Why is IHOP trending on Twitter? Can somebody explain it to me? Not that I don't love me some pancakes, but
we should go there afterwards.
Yeah. See, look here. I can't do that. Oh, by the way, the person who just private messaged me. Yes, I did have lunch with Link. Why don't you check our Twitter pictures? I have pictures up.
He does. He's so cute. He's all buckled up in her car. And looking at the menu.
Oh, the guy came over to take me. I was like, wait a minute. Link is not done ordering. He just like... Oh, my God. Is that from Legend of Zelda? Yes, it is. Do not touch the link. Do not touch the link.
You have a very angry little redhead and beat you if you touch that link.
And no, I will not tell you what link he had. I did tell you he tried to pay with rupees. It was not pretty. Okay.
Nice.
What you mean you don't take rupees? Okay. All right. So Nintendo is hoping, of course, to – I got to stop using, of course. It's my new thing. Is hoping to boost its 3DS console sales during the all-important holiday season by bundling its most popular games with the console. Starting on Thanksgiving Day, while you're all full of turkey, the company will begin offering 2 new packages for the unit. 1 Flame Red system packaged with recently released 3D Super Mario 3D Land, and another package with Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time in 3D. Gamma Sutra is reporting that the latter package ties into the 25th anniversary of the Legend of Zelda franchise this year, and the unit will have special markings and embellishments reminiscent of the series. Both bundles carry an MSRP of $199. $30 more than the current price of the standalone unit this holiday season may be one of the most important in the company's history, as Nintendo is projecting its first annual loss in 30 years of reporting its financials, due in part to the 3DS slow start at the beginning of the year. Sales have begun to pick up, however, and the company currently projects that the 3DS is on the track to beat first-year sales of its predecessor, the DS, which has sold 149 million units worldwide as of September the 30th. So you go, Nintendo. I would also like to point out, as we do every year at Christmas, Nintendo has a very, very huge no-tolerance policy on price gouging. If you happen to go into any store and see that it's more than $199, and I'm not talking about with the tax, because obviously with the tax, it's going to be a little bit more. But if you're seeing stuff that's $300, $400, walk out and go ahead and give us a call. We'll make sure we tell Nintendo. They're very much against that, and they will start pulling their stock from those stores. They've made it very clear since the first year, even when the Wii was released, that if they find that anybody's price gouging the Targets, the Walmarts, they will no longer be carrying Nintendo products. So it's a good deterrent to keep them from jacking you for your paper. I had to reach back in the 90s and grab that.
Jacking you for your paper.
Jacking you for your paper. I love you,
Corey.
You all stop with the tweets.
No.
My droid is very angry.
All right, so what have I got here? This new Consumer Report out, Microsoft is nice, GameStop is naughty.
Why is GameStop naughty?
I don't know. Let's find out. Looks like one popular games retailer may be getting a lump of coal in its stocking this Christmas.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. I am pulling this from, did I say I'm pulling this from Game Politics? Yeah, anyways, pulling this from Game Politics. Consumer Reports has released its 2011 Naughty and Nice Holiday List. First introduced last year, the list examines various companies' shopping policies and gives them a thumbs up or thumbs down depending on how consumer-friendly they are. Consumer Reports notes that this list is merely comments on specific policies, not everything else the company does or how it treats customers. Xbox 360 manufacturer Microsoft managed to make a nice list. If someone buys and installs software on his or her computer, most retailers won't give out a refund, no matter how much the customer hates it. Not so with Microsoft. Consumers dissatisfied with a Microsoft software or hardware purchase from any retailer can send it back to the company within 45 days for a refund and reimbursement of shipping costs up to $7. Meanwhile, video game retailer GameStop landed smack dab on the naughty list. A Fortune 500 company with more than 6,500 stores worldwide, this video game software and hardware merchant has a laundry list of conditions governing returns and exchanges. And in the end, GameStop proclaims, we reserve the right to refuse any return. All right, so we got a couple, let me see, who else on the nice list? Bilo Supermarkets, Cablevision, American Express, Costco, Amazon.com, Microsoft, and REI. On the naughty list is Radio Shack, AirTran. Yes, I don't like airplanes.
Radio Shack should be nice to everybody as quick as their stuff breaks.
I know, right? Verizon Wireless is on the naughty list. Southwest Airlines, of course, GameStop, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. All right. So there is a whole list. If you want to check it out, you can go over to GamePolitics.com. They've got it up. Or I'm sure you can probably find it over on ConsumerReports.org.
Well, Samsung, remember we were telling you they were setting up with Google? Well, the president of Samsung's TV division revealed that the company is in final talks on a deal for the rollout of the Google TV. Remember we told you about that? According to a report in the Korean Times, Yoo Bon-kun told journalists that the Samsung Google TV would make its debut at a special event next year. He says, we're in our final stages of talk with Google over releasing our version of Google TV. The product will be revealed next year for sure, but not at CES in January, so we won't get a look at it just yet. Google TV is already available on certain Sony televisions and Logitech set-top boxes, but Samsung claims that its version will be considerably different. After the enormous expense and effort involved in gaining gaining ground on Apple in the smartphone market, Google is keen to avoid the same mistake. Google.
All right.
I am giggling. I'm giggling. It's keen to avoid the same mistakes when it comes to smart connected TV. An Apple TV product has been strongly rumored for several months, but the Samsung deal suggests that Google may be closer to realizing it than Apple is. Google TV gives users access to the web content through their television sets, including social networks, apps, and games. Samsung President Yoon Bon-kin suggested that the pricing information would be announced at CES in January. So we'll at least find out how much it costs in January. I see a whole bunch of fights here. I see Microsoft because, you know, Microsoft is trying to get in, you know, with their their search engine with Google and, you know, go toe-to-toe with them. So that means, and since they've come out with a Windows phone, that means we may see a Windows TV coming up pretty soon. And then Apple's going to be angry. Well, we're going to start as a search engine, and then we're going to start as an Apple TV, and then Facebook will want to get involved. Oh, is this going to be so ugly and so delicious?
People, I do not want to have 15 different TVs that have to deal with each one of your little systems. This is ridiculous.
See, apparently they weren't paying attention yesterday when we reported on the game that was going to allow people to play together on multiple platforms, even your cell phone. So you all need to get with the program. It doesn't need to always be about a fight.
No. Not that we don't like a good fight and whatnot, but if there's no Jell-O, it's just not worth it.
Oh, I got some juicy stuff, and y'all got it in late. So guess what? They're going to have to wait till after break to hear about this.
Oh, you better come back, people.
Project Blackout.
Ooh.
And that's all I'm going to tell you about. So you'll have to wait till after the break to hear about it. Remember, you can always find us on GameAndAntics.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, and .com, and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week here. I can't talk today. On Blog Talk. On Blog Talk. And, of course, you know the places we hang out, Second Life and DC Universe sometime this week, probably Mummy Online if you're going to jump in the beta with us. Just everywhere. I tell you, we're legions of men.
Everywhere.
And don't forget to listen to us tonight when we'll be doing Pixamista.
Yes.
We'll be discussing, you know what, I forgot what I put in the description. Okay, it's still early for me. You guys, after the break,
we'll be discussing fashion.
You would be discussing some clothes. But anyway, make sure you pop by, and we'll be finished. We'll be done with our streaming portion in about 15 minutes. If you want to know what Project Blackout is about, you have to download and listen to it. Nikki, can you talk to them for a second for us?
It's Bobby, bitches.
We
got Tom over here thinking that I'm on top. All right. Tom, like an oven, harder than in Pakistan. Click, young Nick, the atomic bomb. Yeah. See it and you lick your tongue. Said that. It tastes good. Get your thumb. With you got 10 bad bitches. We shut it down. Dig it, and while you do that, GT's pulling up, yeah. Spaceship ET's in the cut, yeah. I pop a bottle just to get my head right. Tell the doctor, go and get my meds right. My style, you know it wouldn't be. Pop by, if we then return by the big rocket launcher.
Not safe for work. Nikki. Oh, Nikki, bad girl.
Yeah, all of y'all, that was totally not me.
Well, lucky for them, it is Thanksgiving week, so most of people's bosses are gone. You're angry at your boss anyway, so you are one to, like, bang on the desk and yell massive attack. Please don't tear up your boss's office. You cannot be held responsible.
Blame it on the guy next to you.
Yeah, no, they're going to blame it on us. It's those girls at Gamer Girls Radio. Oh, my God. Yesterday, KC Web Girl messages us on Twitter and says, you all are making me hungry. I'm listening to the podcast. We're sorry. We were in a eating mood yesterday.
Yes, girl. My turkey is already thawing. So, yeah, it's going to be so good.
Chicken over here. No turkey. Martha Stewart style.
Injected some butter and some garlic herb seasoning. Oh,
Mm-mm. And then take it to the oh, Bigfoot.
I want to tell you, Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart.
No,
I'm telling you off. You're making chicken, not your turkey, because it will not work for the turkey. But Martha, I love Martha Stewart. She showed me how to truss up my chicken and how to make it all flavorful and somewhat healthy. Y'all need to pop over to her site. Tell
I thought
her.
Chicken was already healthy. Huh? I thought chicken was already healthy.
Well, you can make it bad by putting butter in it, Ginger.
I believe it's not butter.
No, ma'am, that does not work.
I can't believe it's butter.
It tastes like I believe it's not butter.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do it. If you're going to make it bad, just go all the way. Don't try to clean it up. So you want the healthy version. Martha always has that thing on every year, and it does work because I make many chickens that way. I got 3 chickens in there. And I'm not sharing with anybody. So those of you who know me, don't be coming by my house asking for chicken. It's not happening. Well, you're already going to make turkey. I won't be expecting to see you. I know other people that live close by will be like, I heard you was making chicken. I came by to get me some chicken and some stuff. You know what? Somebody get me some cranberries. I forgot. Usually I buy like 6 cans of cranberries because I will not buy any more for the rest of, Christmas. Just buy them up. And I'll eat them, and I eat them all through the summer. So I have forgotten. So I gotta make my way to get some cranberry sauce at some point today, like 6 cans. I don't want to go out. It's raining. Anyway, let me tell you about Project Blackout. Ooh, that's delicious, lovely. All right, just got this in the mailbox. I mean, it's barely 4 minutes old. SG Interactive, of course, they're calling themselves the leading free-to-play online games publisher. They're taking steps to add social media interaction to their FPS Project Blackout. And soon all of their games, thanks to a new collaboration with Overwolf, a software company specializing in embedding social overlays in online games. The new tool fully integrates with Project Blackout on SG Interactive's new game or Rage portal, allows users to access Facebook, Twitter, Skype, and web browsers, as well as record and share video of online gameplay. Of course, if that bill goes through, we can't share anything. Make sure you go by gamebonus.org and let your voice be heard. SG Interactive, of course, has a great lineup of games and a company itching to share them with the world, said Yuri Marchand, CEO of Overwolf. Might not want to use the word itching, Yuri. But combining Overwolf's powerful and social features sent with their game portal, starting with Project Blackout, for providing their players with the social tools that will make their gaming experience even better. Overwolf, of course, founded in 2010, is a service that unites gamers by tapping into existing social networks. The anticipated complete integration with SG Interactive's Game Rage portal and all its games will provide the community with an easy way to locate friends in-game, communicate, and share game experiences as well. The Game Rage Hub will feature the following: social media and chat client support. The key feature of the Game Rage Hub is to support a wide range of social networks and chat clients, including your Facebook, Meebo, MSN Messenger, Steam Chat, Twitter, Yahoo Chat, YouTube. They're going all out. In-game screenshot and video capture. The Game Rage Hub has a simple interface to take screenshots in gameplay video and can easily and instantaneously share them to friends and contacts on any supported social network. Lightweight profile. The Game Rage Hub hides in a discrete location on the screen, and overlays can be accessed and hidden with customizable keyboard shortcuts and mouse rollover. The Game Rage Hub is offering the next level social experience to our community and online gamers as a whole, said Chris Lee, who's the CEO of SG Interactive. Overwolf service is above and beyond any of the feature sets we've seen. Combining the Game Rage Hub with all of our games finally gives online players a seamless in-game social media solution. And we're glad to be able to offer. Yeah. I'm glad they stopped saying we're very excited. Remember when everything was? We're very excited.
Very excited. Well, that's nice. We're excited because you're excited.
The Overwolf Game Rage Hub will initially support Project Blackout and will be adding more games to their library. You can right now register and play any of those games for free by visiting GameRage.com and see the new Overwolf Game Rage Hub in action by downloading it there. And we may actually grab it and see if we can download it for you. So you can download it straight from us here in about 15 minutes, probably right about the time that you're going to be listening to this later. Ha ha. Go ahead and pop over to us and download it. We will be zipping it up before we put it up. Please do not panic. It is a zip file, and when it opens, there is an EXE in it. We are not trying to attach any viruses, but please make sure that you have virus scan on. We don't need to tell some of you this. You're geeky enough to know better, but make sure you scan it when you download it. We don't want to be responsible for anything on your computer. All right, and there you have it.
There you have it. All right. GamePolitics.com this morning. Crackle comes home PlayStation style. We have whoever wrote this says, we have often wondered why the popular and free video service Crackle has not been made available on Xbox 360 or the PlayStation 3, perhaps because it is free. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that has changed this morning as Sony has added the service in PlayStation Home, its virtual rest stop on the PS3. Sony has partnered up the service to bring free full-length movies, including the wonderful Final Fantasy Advent Children, to PlayStation Home. Crackle is a free movie and TV show streaming service available via web browsers or a number of other devices, most notably Roku's various boxes. Home users in the United States can now watch Crackle movies at home via the Loot EOD Theater, Sunset Yacht, and Hollywood Hills House. While Crackle's selection is smaller than Netflix, the service is free, and there are plenty of decent, albeit older, movies available for your viewing pleasure. All right. So cool. Y'all got some free movies. Probably just older ones that, you know, are legal to watch now, so you're not going to get too many of the new ones, but free. What are we laughing about?
You saying that the movies are old?
Yes, yes, old movies. Old movies.
Well, I don't know whether to go with this bad news or this bad news.
Let's go with the bad news first.
I think I'll go with that one. All right, so GameForge is closing their free-to-play title, Katsuro. GI.biz is reporting that troubled German publisher GameForge is planning to shut down the free-to-play title, Katsuro, Path of Honor, due to lack of players and high costs. I never even knew you existed. Sorry, guys. The move comes after the company canceled its titles, Mythos and Hellbreed. I did hear about those, but I never knew what happened to them. They also made the decision to lay off 100 employees at the start of the month. Ouch, sorry, guys. Unfortunately, they said we've reached a difficult decision to cease operation of the game Katsuro, said a spokesman for the company, confirming the plug will be pulled December 19th officially. The number of players has significantly reduced, and the upkeep costs are simply too high, making it impossible for us to continue running the game. GameForge also hinted that it may not be able to publish Star Trek Infinite Space in the future, but we told you about that. Ouch. Although German site OG Labs is suggesting that there's a possibility that rival firm Big Point may strike a co-publishing deal on that particular project. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, hoping that they get picked up and at least that they can pull those 100 people back into the company to work on Star Trek would really be great. Did you tell them? Yeah, you told them about the Battlestar Galactica Nemesis trend.
I did.
It just sent us another one. Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong with these people? Why?
Because they're apparently not listening to our show. Shame on them.
Yeah. Sometimes we get to it. We just that good. We find it before you send it to
yes,
us.
Yes, yes. We are that good. Mm-hmm. All right. A Walk in the Dark, an action platformer in a surreal dark fantasy world. In this action platformer, you play as a cat bass running through a dark fantasy world. You'll be running, jumping, and sliding with smooth and precise controls designed to make you feel like a cat. But it won't be easy. In the dark, you never know what lies in the shadows. In this dark journey, you will face strange creatures and dangerous traps.
Uh-oh.
All right, so Ariel, the story is Ariel and her cat, Bast, spend a pleasant afternoon in the forest. Bast, being free from the usual four walls of their home, can't stay in one place. He runs around playing with everything that moves and most of the things that don't, too. In his haste to enjoy everything, he ends up getting away from Ariel. He starts to hear her calling for him, but the forest is such an interesting place. There are so many things, so much space. Some little creatures challenge him, but Bast pursues the little fellows. It feels great to run in the forest. All right, seriously, I don't want to even finish reading this.
Oh, wait, I got news. Snow just said she got added to beta test for Star Wars. They might have heard her griping.
Yay, way to go, Snow! Yay!
Yay.
Now, don't blow up this computer. Stop downloading all that porn.
That's all of y'all porny. Porn ads.
And you know she's downloading midget porn.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to run.
I love you, Snow.
We're not on live, so she's going to hear this later. I'm going to run. So.
I love you, Snow. Hey, look. I'll flash you one of my fluffy cakes. Just one, though. The left one. Mm-hmm. Don't get the right one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what? Oh, my God, no.
Oh, God. You girls. What am I going to do with the two of you? Don't answer that question. Because I know you. Do not answer that question. Save it for later on. Badging.
I know Snow's answer that.
Yes, I do. And I both answer that. Bad. All right. Wait a minute. I lost my story. Oh, thank you. Whew. All right.
Ooh, did you find it?
No, actually, I didn't. Crap. What is it? What happened to my story?
I'm going to blame Jay. He stole it.
He probably did. Unfortunately, he can't hear us to defend himself, which is really good. All right, let me go to this one then. Social game developer Rocket Ninja has secured $7.5 million in funding. Yay for you guys.
Yay.
This is in a round of Series B funding and means hiring new people. Maybe they can pick up those 100 people that got fired. And they're also expanding the company's reach. The San Francisco-based company's financing round was led by European private investor Marcel Bolkorn, who adds to the $3.5 million that the company had previously secured last year. Rocket Ninja's first game, Wrestler Unstoppable, launched on Facebook earlier this year and uses the company's Shred content pipeline engine to deliver social 3D visuals. The company noted that its Shred engine can be used to create games for both browser and mobile devices. Oded Pellet, CEO of Rocket Ninja, explained 3D revolutionized the gaming industry, and it will forever change the social web by delivering a new dimension of self-expression and interactivity. He said there's a need for a company that has the technology, the killer apps, and the savvy to showcase compelling 3D and entertainment across the social web. The team at Rocket Ninja has cracked the code for making 3D applications accessible, easy to use, and fun.
Yes.
Yay!
We like fun. Yay!
I don't know. I think I want to try this Wrestler Unstoppable business. Now, that's a game that needs to be on Kinect or something. I can just punch people and just hold them down and just punch them. I'm just saying.
I do think I like that idea.
Holding people down and punching them. Y'all better run.
Girl. Oh, yeah. I got to tell you about that later. Okay, so. I've still got to sit down and write a Sex in the Virtual City. It's unreal.
Right, we got 2 minutes. Can you squeeze in there?
Oh. I guess I could. I was expecting to go right on into a thingy, but all right. Yes. Did I already talk about Parallel Kingdom, Age of Thrones?
You did not.
The clock is ticking. Only 48 hours left to help provide homeless children and families with a Thanksgiving dinner. Following the success of September's Food for Good campaign, PurBlue and PlayMob have partnered again for the Give Thanks campaign this month, benefiting nonprofit organization Help USA. With Thanksgiving Day fast approaching, players of the popular massively multiplayer online role-playing game Parallel Kingdom have only 2 days left to purchase their food for food basket hats and avatar enhancement with food, a purchasable and tradable in-game commodity. Each food basket hat purchase will result in a cash donation to help combat homelessness and hunger in the United States. Parallel Kingdom players can choose from 2 limited edition food basket hats to participate in the Give Thanks campaign. The red food basket hat can be purchased for 750 food and will provide a Thanksgiving meal to 1 homeless child. The golden food basket hat can be purchased for 6,000 food and will provide a Thanksgiving meal to an entire family in need.
Oh,
PurBlue, yes. PurBlue is leading the way among game development companies in the virtual giving sector. The bar was set high through the first Food for Good campaign. Parallel Kingdom players have proven to be philanthropic and eager to make a difference. This is coming from Justin Beck, CEO and co-founder of PurBlue. And in that effort, players raised over $4,500 and helped send 2,508 meal vouchers to the SOS Children's Kenyan Famine Appeal. All right. If y'all haven't played Parallel Kingdom is a free-to-play, location-based, massively multiplayer role-playing game for mobile devices, iOS and Android, and the web. Now in its third year, Parallel Kingdom's 800,000 users embark on adventure, claiming real-world territory from their own backyard and beyond. Yes, I own land all the way to Tennessee. I'm not even joking.
What? Do you?
Yeah. Players hunt monsters, gather resources, engage with others, and earn new capabilities to achieve greater levels of play.
Wait, is this an app?
This is an app.
What's the name of it? I need to be down here.
Parallel Kingdom.
Why do I not have this?
I don't know, but you should. You should. It used to be just for iPhone. Apparently now it's also on the Android and the PC.
You did not say that right. Droid.
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 Yes. And I played this when we when I went on vacation last year.
Mm-hmm.
I went from up here in northern Texas all the way to Tennessee, and all the way down the highway, I was just taking over people's land left and right, which I had somebody follow me back from Tennessee all the way back to my homeland and was fighting me.
So it's an augmented reality game.
Yes, yes.
Oh, look at that. As soon as I typed it in on the Droid Market, it came right up before I finished even typing it.
It's so much fun. You're at the store, you're driving down the road, you're on a road trip, whatever.
So it's kind of like the zombie one I was playing.
Yes, 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 just like the zombie one.
Zombies, yeah.
Yes, you get pets that'll help you fight, and you fight each other, and there's dungeons, and there are dragons, and there's crafting, and...
Oh, man, this is going to be trouble. I do plan on going back to the Walmart and see if I can pick up those zombies over that way again.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Don't forget to get your supplies this time.
Yeah. I had to get out of the store. I had to go. Oh God, these people are going to kill us. I swear, I have a mailbox full of things that people want us to have for Black Friday. We will try, people, to make it worth your while to give you some stuff that you want, because they're just, I kid you not, my mailbox is full. Black Friday offers, Black Friday. Would you like to do this for Black Friday? Yeah. So we're going to see if we can get you guys some codes out there. I know y'all love
it. We will try, people.
Yeah, no promises, but we're working on it. All right, we got to get out of here because, you know, we got to start getting ready for later on tonight. Pixanistas, it takes time.
Pixanista, baby.
We're going to have to control Ginger. I don't know what we're going to do there.
I can't wait. This is going to be so awesome. Pixanistas.
I'm just happy I finished with my stuff. Okay, so we'll see you guys later on.
Yeah, I've got to get mine up.
Bad Ginger.
Oh, my God, together. You got to get it up.
Ginger.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!